The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Yud Ches.
And we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom.
So, the Mishnah on daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis discussed a bias for Aliyah. One person lived on the main floor, one person lived on the bias. Nifchesa Aliyah, the ceiling, floor, separating the person living in the bias and the Aliyah was Nifchesa. So the Bala Aliyah is Yoyreid Vidar Lamata. He has a right to move downstairs, live in the main floor. Actually, Yisakim Layas Aliyah. So the Mishnah over here discusses a very similar case. There was a Aleph press that was in a mountain. So a mountain had been carved out in a way where you were able to build this Aleph press. And there was a garden right on top of the mountain. Ruvain owned the Beis Abad, he owned the olive press. Shimon owned the garden. Rashi says they were both owned by one person, the person died, the two sons divided the Yerusha, and this is how they divided. One person got the Beis Abad, the other person got the Gina Achaz Al Gabav, Vin Nifchas, and now the ceiling of the Beis Abad came down, and the gardener, the Balagina, can't do his thing. Hare Balagina, Yair Israel Amati, has a right to use the Beis Abad as his garden. Achayasa, the Beis Abad keeping, unless the owner of the Beis Abad is going to fix his roof. Similar to the Bayis Valia. Another Aloch, Akoisavo, Ilan Shanaflusha Sarabim, somebody owns a wall, or he owns a tree, and they both fell into a Risha Sarabim, Vizikwan, they were Mazik, Potem Elishalim. Aloch is that they're not obligated to pay. And even though we learned a big Chaluk of Mesechtes Babakama, which deals with Alochas of Niske moment, that just like if Ruvain's Mazik Shimon, he's chayev. So too, if Ruvain's mamon is mazik Shimon, he's going to be chayev. And a koisel and an ilon shenaflu is chayev. Mitam bar, mitam eish, koyachachamu uriv boy. Some of the geshmak sugis in the beginning of Bavakam, in the beginning of Perek Aminiach. Over here, the Mishnah says, Pater Rashi says, the mayhavale lemevat oinusu. Obviously, we're talking about a case where it fell beruach she'ina mitzuya. What happened was an oinus. And even though Adam Amazik Ba'oinis, maybe not Oinis Gomer, but Adam Amazik Ba'oinis is going to be Chayev, but Niske Mame Ba'oinis is going to be Potter. Nice, let's man lockers. What if a professional engineer, Bezdin, sent someone to this person and told him that we examined your wall, we examined your tree, and it needs to come down? And they gave him a certain amount of time to take it down. Look, it says, so Elon will stress a koisel to take down the tree, take down the wood. The nachlu take hasman. And during the time that he had, so if they gave him 30 days, within the 30 days, it fell. Potter, he's going to be potter. La'achar hasman. But if the 30 days passes and he still didn't take it down, at that point already, he's going to be chayiv. And the reason is because you can't say, my havale lemebad. You know what you should have done? You should have listened. You should have taken it down. Another halacha. Misha, your koisel, samach l'ginas chaver. Somebody had a wall and it was adjacent to his friend's garden. Venafa. The wall fell into his friend's garden. And now there's a whole bunch of stones and rocks and offar inside his friend's garden. For Amale, the person that owns the garden, told the Bala Koisel, Pnei Abanecha, do me a favor, clean up your mess, take away your stones. For Amale, and he told him back, Higiyucha, he said, I'm not interested in cleaning it, but you know what? Keep it. If you want, you could have it. I don't want to deal with it. Ain't shame him way. The halacha is he can't do that. Meaning, if the Balagina wants to keep the stones, that's okay. But if he says, I don't want to keep the stones, the Bala Koisel can't force the Balagina to keep the stones and walk away from his mess. It's your Koisel. You have a responsibility to clean up the mess. Misha Kibal Olav, let's say he accepted. Let's say he said, you know something? I'm willing to accept it. And then afterwards, Amalei, he told him, Hey, lechas yitzir secha, vani eita leshali. And then he had seller's remorse. He changed his mind. He says, you know what? I don't want you to keep my stones. Let me instead clean it. Oh, you cleaned it already? Let me pay you. I'll pay you for the work that you did and give me back my stones. Again, we don't listen to him. It's too late. So, l'katchila, we don't listen to him if he wants to force the Balagina to keep his stones. But at the same time, the Balagina agrees to take his stones. Now, if he wants it back. Similar halacha. If somebody hires a worker to gather tevin or kash for him, and he told him, the poil comes to his boss and he says, pay me. And he told him, I don't want to pay you. Instead of me paying you, just keep your tevin and the kash. You can't do that. And made up, you're going to pay him, you have to pay him. We should keep it all off. Let's say the Seicher said, you know what? I'll keep the Tevin and the cash. I'm okay. And then afterwards, the Masker said, you know something? The Tevin and the cash is worth more than his wages. No, I'd rather pay you in cash. Give me back the Tevin and the cash. You did it for me after all. Again, ain't Shlomo. So the same exact two halachas. You can't force him to take the Tevin and the cash, but if you offered him the Tevin and the cash and he accepted it, At this point, you can't have remorse. You have no right to back out. So the Gemara now is going to go through the entire Mishnah and explain it. So the first halacha in the Mishnah, which was very similar to the Mishnah on the Afkuf Dezayin and the Beis, discussed a Beis Habad, which was banui inside a mountain. On top of the mountain, there's a Gina, Nifchas. The Balagina gets to come downstairs, do his thing in the Beis Habad. Says the Gemara, Nifchas. So what is Nifchas? Rav says Baruba, the majority of it. Shmuel HaMashmuel said Barba. Dalit Fachim. Rav HaMabaruva, Rav holds Roiv. Avo Barba. But if only four Tfachim would be ruined, the Balhad Beis Habad would not have to give the Balagina his entire Beis Habad. He'd be able to give him Arba, Kineged Arba that he lost at, and he can tell the Balagina, you can use the Gina upstairs and then come down and use a little bit of Gina downstairs. And there's nothing wrong with telling him that, because Adam Zerech, Hetzelamata, Hetzelamala. It's acceptable for a person to have to do that. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, Barba, Ein Adam Zerea, Chetzio Lamata, Chetzio Lamala. It's unacceptable because a person is not Zerea, Hetzelamata, Hetzelamala. So being that I can use it Kula Lamala, I get to use it Kula Lamata. And the Gemara says, Vitzricha, meaning if this sounds familiar, it's because it's the way we started today's staff. We had the same exact machlik as Rav and Shmuel, what Nifchasa was Bayez Valia. According to Rav, Nifchasa means Beruba. According to Shmuel means Arba. So why do we need the same machlik as Rav and Shmuel, or maybe even the Mishnah for that matter? Why do we need a Schazora Sashir? Nifchasa, Sai regarding the Bayez and the Aliyah, Sai regarding the Beis Abad and the Gina, says the Gemara, you need it. Di Ashmin and Dira. Because had we only had this by Dira, I would have thought Bahakram Ashmuel. Shmuel said is Allah Khavir, Mishnah Boyavidi, Inchi, the Dairi Porto. Dear Shmuel said that even Nifchasa, Dalid, Allah is the Balali, can move into the bias because a person doesn't live Portahacha, Portahacha, a little on this for a little on that for Abba in Zriya. When it comes to planting, Avidi and Chi, Dizari Hacha, Portahacha, Portah. So, Imam Maidele the Rab, I would have thought he's Maidele to Rab that the only time the Balagina can completely move in downstairs with the Baal Beis Abad is if it was Nifchas Baruba, but Nifchas Dalit, take a little bit, a patch from downstairs, and merge the two. The Eat my Bahach, and I only had our Mishnah over here. I would have thought Bahach Kama Rav. Maybe it's only here that Rav said that it has to be Nifchas Baruba. Ava Baha. But with regards to the Bayez Valiyah, the same exact Sfarah, Ema Moedele Lishmuel, maybe it's Moedele to Shmuel that even if it's Nifchas Dalit, the Balaliyah can move downstairs. Tzricha, that's why I need both. I need this Mishnah in Beis Abad, Loidiyach, Koicha de Shmuel. And I need the Mishnah Abayis Valiyah, like the Achal Koich of the Rav. Either way, in both cases, we have the same Achloikis. What the definition of Nifchasa is, according to Rav, it's Nifchasa Beruba. Only then could he move in downstairs. According to Shmuel, as long as he loses a Shir Chashev, he can move in downstairs. And the person downstairs can say, I'll just give you a little piece that's equal to the piece that you lost. No, it's everything or nothing. Nasnu Loizman. The next halacha of the Mishnah was that if somebody had a koisel and an ilon that fell into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, if it happened ba'ines, a ruach she'ina metzuya, and it was mazik, you're potter. What if Bezdin warned the person, and then it fell? So if they gave him an amount of time to take it down, and it fell within that time, he's vayter anaitis. If it fell la'achazman, then he's going to be chayev. Nosnu lo'izman v'kamazman Bezdin. What is the usual amount of time the Bezdin gives a person to deal with something like this? Rabbi Yechanan said, the amount of time is Shloishim Yoim, it is 30 days. Another good one. Misha Hoya Koisle. Misha discussed somebody that had a Koisle. It was Samach Leginas Chaveira. The Nafal, and the Koisle fell into his friend's garden. The gardener came and he told the Bala Koisle, Panei Avonecha, clean up your stones. And he told him, I don't want to clean it, just keep it. So you can't force him to keep it. What if the person agreed to keep it? And now he comes back and he wants it back. So the Mishnah said, if he told him, hey, let me make you whole for cleaning up the mess, and I'll take it back, the Gemara is going to be medayik, that why did the Mishnah have to say, hey, meaning, from the fact that the Bala Koisel is offering the Bala Gina to make him whole for the expenses that he had for cleaning up the mess, it's mashma, it's talking about we already cleaned up the mess, which at first glance would be an unnecessary point. Because whether he cleaned up the mess or didn't clean up the mess, you would think that as soon as he offers him to keep it, that's it. Too late. You can't back out anymore. The Gemara says it's mashma that that's not true. That the only time the Bala Koisel can't back out from what he told the Bala Ilan is if the Bala Ilan in fact cleaned up the mess. And the Gemara says it's probably a svara. Because when he cleans up the mess, he's kind of the Avonim. Now that he's kind it, now you can't back out. Had he not cleaned it, he would not have been kind it. But it's on that note that the Gemara asks Akash. Amid, from the fact that the Seifa says that the Balakoisel is offering the Balagina to pay him for his hoitzois that he had to clean up the mess. Michlal de Paninu Askin. Obviously, it's talking about where he cleaned up the mess. And it's mash mataima de Paninu. The halacha in the Mishnah is only true because he cleaned up the mess. Haloi, Paninu, but had he not cleaned it up, loi, amai, fitik no loi, sodeyu. Why can't his field be koina? Meaning, as soon as the Balakoisel tells the Balagina, you want, you can keep it. If he says yes, he should be koina without touching it, because it's in his chatzer. And Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, chatzer shalom, koina lo shalom, midaitoi, and kol shkein over here, where it's midaitoi. So why do we need paninu? So he should be koina? Why can't his chatzer be koina for him? The only time kinyan chatzer is koina, somebody else's thing, if the person had a mind to be machmir. Avalach, over here, we argue, there's an umdin of the muchach, that even though the Balakoisel told the Balagina, he giyucha, just keep it, ishtamute would become a shtamale. We probably didn't really mean to be machmir then. He just doesn't want to clean it now. So he's telling him, keep it, and ishtamute come ishtam. Similar to the case of Maid Bemiktas, where we think that he's being kaifer Bemiktas because he doesn't have the money now. So ishtamute come ishtam. Here too, I don't want to deal with it now. So he's just pushing him off. But we assume that maybe he really didn't mean to be machnet. It's for that reason when he comes later and he backs out, he says, you would have thought, but it's dafka where the Balagina cleaned up the mess, and this is what you have to add to the beer in the Gemara. And the Balakoisel saw, he watched, he was looking on as the Balagina was cleaning up the mess, and he was in Meicha, now you can't come and say, if all you said was, Higiyucha, then you can argue later, I didn't really mean it seriously. So you'll tell me, you said higiyucha, meaning you were makted to me, and my chatzah was koined, chatzah rishul adam koined. No, that already not. Because we could say higiyucha wasn't real. But if you watched the person toil, schwitz, to clean up the mess, and you didn't say anything, you just stood by idly, there already we assume that you meant it, and it's for that reason we say that he's going to be koined. So of course chatzah could be koined, but there's a chesaron over here. We're think that when the person says higiyucha, he didn't really mean it. Ishtamute kam ishtamet. The only time we know for sure he's sincere is where it's paninu. That's why the Mishnah assumed for sure we're talking about a case where it was already cleaned. Thus, we insert that part of the Balakoisel's argument that is halachas, I'll reimburse you. Why is he reimbursing him? Because he cleaned it. Why do you have to clean it? Because it's only then that halacha of the Mishnah would be true. Not because chatzah is not kaina, but because without the paninu, we wouldn't know for sure that this person meant to be machnet. Then the Mishnah repeated the two halachas that it said regarding the Balakoisel and the Bala Ilan, with regards to Asoicher Asapoyo Lasis Imay Beteven Ubekash. The same two halachas, somebody hired a worker to give in, to collect, gather Teven Akash. He owes him money. And when the person came to demand payment, he told him, just take the Teven and the cash that you gather. You can't force him to take it. Let's say he accepted it. You can't back out now. The same two halachas that we had with the Koisel and the Gina, says the Gemara Tzricha. We need the Mishnah to chazer over the halacha in the context of the Koisel and the Gina, and in the context of the masker, the employer, and the soicher, the employee. Yes, because that we only had it with regards to the Gina. I would have thought that it's only over there, the chikomer lehigiyucha in shoyim emloi. There, you can't force the Balagina to keep the avonim, which of the lesley agregabe. Because how could you force me to take a maton? But over here, the Islayak Gabe, but in the safe in the Mishnah, we're dealing with an employer and employee, where there is some shibud between the two. The employer owes the employee money. I would have thought if he forces him and he tells him, I want you to keep the tevet and the cash, maybe he could be mechayev him. Meaning, maybe the employer says, I owe you money. Keep the tevet and the cash. You're going to come to me later, you're going to want to get paid? I'm not paying you cash. I want you to keep this. So I can force you to take it in the sense that if you don't want to take it, at the very least, I'm not going to owe you anything. And in fact, Amri Inchid is a saying, Mimari Rishvaseich Pari Ephra, that if somebody owes you money, you did work for him, take, even soup in Rashi says, even bran. So g'daitacham, you know, you can be forced to take the tevet and the cash. That's why the Mishnah had to say it, not only by the Koisel and the Gina, but even by the masker and the soicher, you can't force him to take it. Yes, minin hacha. And then we only had the second case. I would have thought, it's only over here that the second halacha of the Mishnah is true, that you can't back out once you give him the tevet and the cash, because you owed him something, and you just agreed to give him the tevet and the cash. So if you want to back out right now, you can't back out. But in the first case of the Mishnah, with the Koisel and the Gina, where you don't owe him anything, so even though you gave it to him, maybe now you can back out. There was no original ischaivus that you had towards him. So I would have thought you could back out, says the Gemara, Tzricha, that's why we needed both cases in the Mishnah. Ein, shoyim b'mloy. Freik the Gemara. V'hatanya, shoyim b'mloy. So the safe of the Mishnah discussed, ha-seicher es-ha-poyel, la-seis imoy b'tevenu b'kash. V'omoy, and he told him, tein li-schari, I want to get paid. V'omoy, he told him, tu mash asisa b'scharcha, I want to just keep the tevenu b'kash, I don't want to pay you. The Mishnah said, ein shoyim b'mloy. Freik the Gemara, we learned in a braisa, just the opposite, shoyim b'mloy. So we have a blatant stira between our Mishnah and this braisa. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, loy kasha, it's not a stira, kan bishal loy, kan bishal. Our Mishnah that says Ein Shoymim Loy is talking about where he was doing work for the person that actually hired him. Being that he's doing work for the person that actually hired him, it's for that reason he owes him real money. If he owes him real money, he can't force him now to take the Tevet and the Kash. The Braisa is talking about where Reuven hired Shimon to do work in Levi's field. Being that he's doing work in somebody else's field, you're not working for the person that hired you. The person that hired you, at the very least, has a right to force you to take the tevet and the kash. Only Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi told Rav Nachman, what's going on? Why if Reuven hired Shimon to do work for Reuven, to gather Reuven's own tevet and kash, he agreed to pay him. And now he says, just keep the tevet and the kash and leave me alone. Because Shimon could tell him, you hired me, you have to pay me. But Shalchaveri Navi said, even if Reuven hired Shimon to gather a third person, Levi's Tevin Akash, Schari Olav, he Viter owes him. The time we learned in a Braisa, we've had this so many times. If Reuven hired Shimon, technically to do work in Reuven's field, but the Herahu Bishalchaveri, he ended up taking him to Levi's field. He can't go now, Reuven, to Shimon and say, listen, you never did work in my field. You did work in Levi's field. You want to get paid? Go to Levi. It doesn't work that way. Rather, Reuven, you hired Shimon, you pay Shimon. You, Reuven, can go to Shimon and tell Shimon, listen, I just paid a guy $1,000 to work your field. Pay me something back. That's between me and you. But as it relates to the masker and the soicha, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven has to pay Shimon because he hired Shimon, even though Shimon ended up doing work in someone else's field. So Rabbi told Rav Nachman, how could you tell me that the chilek between when Shemile and Shemile depends on whether the hirer, the masker, is the beneficiary of the work? Who cares if he's the beneficiary or not? In either case, he's on the hook. He has a responsibility. So if he has a responsibility, he should be obligated to pay. Elam Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Kam b'shaloi, kam b'shal hefker. Our Mishnah that says Ein Shemile is talking about where Shimon, the worker, did work for Reuven, or even if he did work for Levi. He did it for a person. So somebody owned Tevin and Cash. This guy was just hired to gather the Tevin and Cash. You can't force him to just keep the Tevin and the Cash and walk away. You have to pay him like a mensch. Kam Bishal Hefker, the Braisa that said Shoymim Loi is talking about where the Tevin and the Cash belong to Hefker. Being that it belonged to Hefker, so it never really belonged to anyone, so that you're not working for anybody. So somebody hired you to go clean up Hefker's Tevin and the Cash. Being that the Tevin and the Cash belongs to Hefker, it didn't belong to anyone. Being that it didn't belong to anyone, you're now not technically going to have a shiba towards anybody to get paid. If you did work for somebody's Tevin and Cash, the owner of the Tevin and Cash, or the person that hired you, is responsible to pay you. But over here, there's no one that's really obligated to pay you. And Rashi says that this is Rav Nachman L'tameh, who said in Perek Shnayim Moichsin, HaMagbiya Metzia L'Chaveroi, Loi Kona Chaveroi. So that even though somebody hired you technically to go pick up the Tevin and Cash, and you may have even picked it up for him, it doesn't matter. You weren't coining it on his behalf. It goes into the sugya of Zachem Adam Shalei Befanov, B'makim Shechav La'achrini. But the point is that Rav Nachman L'shitasoi, therefore, is going to say that when you gathered the Tevin and the Cash, it was no one's Tevin and the Cash. Being that it's not mine, it's not even anybody else's, I could just force you to keep it, and I don't have to pay you. It's Rav Rav Nachman, but Rav asked Rav Nachman, a geshmak a kasha, metzias poyo la'atzmoy. The halacha is, if a poyo, somebody who's doing work, he's working for somebody, he's in a coal mine. And while he was in the coal mine, he found a metzia, he gets to keep it. But Amos, I win is that, shubizman sh'omali balabayis nakeshi mi'ay mo'im ader mi'ayoy. That's if he had a specific job. I want you to be my poil for the day. I want that every single thing that you do today, I should be the beneficiary of. And this is true even according to Rav Nachman. that holds Hamagbia Mitzilah Chaver Lekana Chaver. This is different because here you're acting as a poil. Yad poil is kiyad balabayas. So that any mitzia that he picks up belongs. If some random person just picks up a mitzia for somebody else, there the only way you can be kind on somebody else's behalf is zochem adam shloy b'fanav. So Hamagbia Mitzilah Chaver Lekana Chaver. That's one of the fastest sugyas in the beginning of the Masechta. But a poil is different. A poil, yad poil, kiyad balabai. So the Gemara's kash is that over here, where you were specifically hired to pick up this hefker, it can't be any worse than aseimi melacha yoy, where the halacha is mitzil balabai. So to hear the tevin and the kash is belong to the balabai. So just like if Reuven hired Shimon to gather his own tevin and the kash, the halacha is he can't tell him he giyucha. Just keep the tevin and the cash. You hired me. You have to pay me. I want you to pay me cash geld. So too over here, as it relates to this hefker, being that you hired me to pick up the hefker, it's not Rab Nachman l'shitasoy, similar to Magbia Mitzia l'chaveri l'kona chaveri, but it's similar to Aseimi Melach Hayoy, where you're a poil, and a poil, everything that he does works on behalf of the Balabayas. So it's the same case. You picked it up for the Balabayas. So why, if he says, Igiyucha, Shoyim Emloi, El Omer, Rab Nachman, said, Lekasha, Kam Ba'agba, Kam Be'ha'bata. It could be side of Mishnah and side of Bayas are both talking about where somebody was working Hefker. The Mishnah is talking about where the person was hired to be Malakit, the Tevin and the Kash. There was a Hagba. Thus, when he picks it up, Yad Poil, Yad Balabayas, the Balabayas is Zoich in it, he now has an obligation to pay him. You can't just say he giyucha, you have to pay him with money. The Bryce is talking about where he was hired to watch it. Being that he was hired to watch it, not to ever pick it up, Habata is not a Maisa Kinyan, and being that Habata is not a Maisa Kinyan, it's for that reason that the halacha is that he doesn't really own anything. Because there's no Magbiya Mitzil L'chaveroi, there's no Yad Poyok Yad Balabayas, because all it was Habata. You would never coin it, you can't be coin a Hefker for yourself, Ayadei Abata. You certainly can't be kinder for somebody else, Ayadei Abata. Therefore, being that you were just doing work for Hefker, even though I hired you, I could say Higiyucha. There, my responsibility is different than if you actually worked for me in a way where I was a beneficiary. So the halacha of the Mishnah is where I'm a beneficiary. There, I have to pay you. But if I'm not a beneficiary, even though I hired you, I could tell you Higiyucha, and with that, I could be off the hook. It was mentioned over here, Derech Agav in the Gemara. So Rabbi said, Habata behefka, whether Habata is kind of behefka, is a machlik sometime, went to the Mishnah, Shoimre Sviche Shvias, Neutlin Schoron, Mitruma Salishka. So we're all familiar with the laws of Shvias. On Shvias, you were not allowed to plant. You were not allowed to plant anything in the field. Where Shvias became a little bit of an issue in the Beis HaMikdash was when it came time to bring the Karban Oimer, and it came time to bring the Shtei Alechem. On Tez Zayin Nisan, they used to bring a Minchas HaOimer. That was the Karban Oimer, it was Matad the Tfuah HaKadosha. We count Sfira Sa'imer Zecher to the Sfira that was brought. It was from the day that they actually brought the Karban Oimer. But the Karban Oimer was brought from the Tfuah Hadasha. It was a Karban Mincha was brought in the Mizbech. On Shavuos, they would bring Shtei Alechem. The Oimer was brought from Sa'irin. The Shtei Alechem was brought from Chitin. But either they were both brought from the Tfuah Hadasha. The question is, after a Shemitah year, when nothing was planted, so you didn't really have Tfuah Hadasha. So if you didn't have Tfuah Hadasha, how were they able to bring the Karban Oimer? How were they able to bring the Karban Shtei Halechem? So what they would do is they would bring it from the Svichim. Svichim, mentioned in the Torah of Parshas Bahar, were remnants of things that grew by themselves. And nobody planted them, but things sometimes spontaneously would grow. So that thing that spontaneously would grow is something that could be used. And that's what would be brought. The reason they had to appoint the Gizbar Shoimrim to watch the Svichim is because anything that grows on Shvias is technically Hefker. So being that it's Hefker, anyone could go ahead and take it. So they would have to hire people. Their job would be to stand by and watch to make sure that nobody's going to take it. Because if somebody's going to take all the Sviche Shvias, they're not going to have Sa'irim to bring the Karban Oimer. They're not going to have Chitin to bring the Shtei Halechem. So they had no choice but to appoint people to go ahead and watch. Says the Mishnah, the Shoimrei Sviche Shvias, these people that were appointed to watch the Sviche Shvias, to make sure that there would be Sa'irim to bring the Karban Oimer, and that there would be Chitin to bring the Shtei Alechem, they would get paid. And Neutlin Scharim Mitchumas Alishka. They would get paid from the Chumas Alishka. The Chumas Alishka, of course, was the Machzis HaShekel. That was given by every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. He would give a Machzis HaShekel, so you should have a Chelek in all the Karbanos Sibur. And it was used not just to buy the actual Karbanos, such as the Temidim and the Musafim, but any Karban, anything that was brought in the base HaMikdash, that was related to carbon that now required some financial outlay, they would be allowed to use the Trumas HaLishka. It's something that's discussed at length in Yerushalmi Masach Tishkolim, it's Mishnayis Masach Tishkolim. That's what these halachas are discussed. So these people too, the Shaimrim, being that it was being done, this Shmira, for Karbanos Tzibur, because the Minchas HaOmer was a carbon tzibur, the Shtei HaLechem was a carbon tzibur. It's for that reason it was funded by the Trumas HaLishka. Rabbi Yosi argues, he said, Aroitze Misnadefu, if somebody was willing to be very benevolent, he says, I don't need to be paid. I'm willing to be a Shai Mechinam. I'll watch it by myself. It's okay. There's no issues with that. You don't have to pay him at all. If they pay him, you pay him from the Trumas HaLishka. But if somebody was agreeable to do the job without getting paid, there was nothing wrong with that. Amrulai, they told Rabbi Yosi, Ata Imer Kain, really? That's what you hold? Ain ba Mishal Tzibor. If that's what's going to happen, meaning, if this person is going to bring it, watch it, not get paid, he's going to act as a Shai Mechinam. So it's going to come out that these things that are going to be brought, the Se'irim, is not going to be a carbon tzibur because it belongs to this Yachid. So if it belongs to this Yachid, because he's the one that watched it, then you're going to have a problem because these Karbanos are Karbanos tzibur, not Karbanos Yachid. So what's this Machloikis over here? Zok, the Gemara, my lab, you know what the Machloikis must be? The Tanakama is about the Behefker Koine. Tanakama must have been of the opinion that about the Behefker is Koine. So they're telling Rabbi Yossi that if this person's going to be a Shai Mechinam, he's steering, he's gazing at these Svichei Shvias to watch it, to make sure that nobody goes out and takes it. He had Abata. Abata's Koine. So now belongs to him. If it belongs to him, how in the world are you going to use it for a carbon seaboard? It's his. V'yavle agro in v'loyloy. So you have no choice but to pay him. Let them work as a shliach acting on behalf of, because if he's going to go on his own and watch it as a shoy mechinam, then it comes out he was koinit. And now there's no way we can bring it as a carbon tzibur. Rabbi Yosi saw, Rabbi Yosi must hold. Abata behefka loy kani. Abata is not koina. So just because he watched it doesn't mean he was koinit. So you don't have to make him watch it kilu as a shliach on behalf of hekdesh. Rather, v'chiyaz li tzibur maisi. Hashu l'kaz achivei. Nobody was koina yet. And then later, when we know it's good, the coast is clear. Bezdin will come. Hekdesh will come. They'll take it. And hekdesh will be zaych in it. Uma ata oimer. What did the Chachamim mean when they told Rabbi Yosi, Ata Omer Kain, Ein Bob Mishal Tzibur? How do you read those words in the Mishnah? Midvarecha Lidvareinu. If you hold like you, and you apply it to us, Ein Omer V'Shtei Halachim, Bob Mishal Tzibur. Meaning, if we're going to go like you, and you're going to say that this person could watch as a Shai Mechinam, and you're going to hold like us, that we hold that Habata Behefker is Koina, then it's not going to be a carbon tzibur. Because this person is going to have abata. Abata b'afkas koina. He's acting on his own. He's a shem mechinam. So how in the world is abata mishal tzibur? But al kaponim, says the Gemara, said Rabbi, abata b'afkas tanoi. It would seem that Habat the Hefker is in fact a machlekes tanam. Amar Rav, Rav said, "Loi, could be not. Kuli Habat the Hefker kani. Maybe everybody really holds that Habat the Hefker is really koina. So if Habat the Hefker is koina, then what's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Why does Rabbi Yosi hold that the person can go watch it by himself as a shoyim rechinim, not acting as an agent of hektish, and then give it to Bezdin? At that point, you're going to have an issue. The Machlekes is something else. The Machlekes is, are we concerned that the person now, when he gives over this, that he was just koina ba'abata, won't give it over properly to Hektish? Or we not considered? You have to pay him. Meaning he has to be acting as a shliach of Hektish. Because v'ilay, if not, we're afraid he's not going to give it over properly. If he's not going to give it over properly, it's going to belong to the Yachid, it's not going to belong to the Tzibur. We're not worried that he's not going to give over Yafa. So, Habata Behefker is Taka Koina. He could be a Shoy Mechinam. What's the problem? It's Babi Shal Yachid, it's not Babi Shal Tzibur. Why is that true? Why can't he just be makin it over to him? And how do you read then the Shak Levitaria in the Mishnah when the Chachamim tell Rabbi Yosi Amrulay Ato Omer Kain Ein Bo Mishal Tzibur? Hachi Karmel, this is what they're telling him. Midvarecha Lidvareinu. Again, if you're going to go like you and you're going to hold like us, we have an issue. If you're going to go like you, the person's going to be a Shai Mechinam, and you hold like us, the Chayshin and Shem Alayim Shem Yafa Yafa Ein Omer Mishal Alechem Bo Mishal Tzibur. It's going to come out that the Karbon Omer Mishal Alechem are not going to be brought Mishal Tzibur. Ikuda Amri. Some say Rava Amar, a third beer, and what the Machlekes Tanam is. The Kuliyama could be everyone holds. How about the Behefker Loikoni? Maybe how about the Behefker is not going to Vahacha Bechayshin and Lebali Zroes Kumifuge. The Shaila over here was something else. The Shaila was, were we worried that bad people, Bali Zroes, the mob, they're going to come and they're going to take the svichim? Oh, we're not worried they're going to steal. The Tanakama sovet kinu rabbanu who made salar bezuzi. Tanakama said, make a takana. Let's enact that we're going to pay this person. It's not because we have to pay him. Maybe we don't have to pay him. Could be about the behefkes like kani anyways. So it's not a big deal. By him watching it doesn't make it his. He'll watch it. He'll call hektish. He'll say the coast is clear. Come take it, and they'll take it. Why then is there a problem? We want him to get paid because people will hear he's doing this on behalf of Hektish. So the Bali Zeroyas, these bad guys, are not going to go ahead and they're going to steal it. Rav Yosi Sofer, Rav Yosi holds, wait, Takino. No, I'm not so worried about that. Uma Ata Omer, what's then the Shakla Vatari over here that the Chachamim told him, Ata Hachi Kamalei, Midvarech Levarenu? Again, if you're going to go like you and you're going to hold like us, Ein Boin, Mishal Tzibar. Because if you're going to go like you, that you're going to let the person act as a Shemichinam. And you're going to hold like us that we're chayish lebali zroyas, and there's a little bit of a lumdish piece here, meaning you're going to hold like us that we're chayish lebali zroyas, so that we have to pay you. Meaning, when you agree now, you shomer to take it for free. Essentially, what you're doing is you're being meichel the money that we owe you. When you're meichel the money that we owe you, it comes out then that some of the money in the Trumas Alishka, listen to this, Lamdis, really belongs to the Shomer, but it's not going to the Shomer. It's remaining in the Trumas Alishka, so that it comes out some of the Machzis HaShekel really was given by a Yachid, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. Every single year is supposed to give a Machzis HaShekel. As a result, it's going to come out that even if this particular Svichei Shvius is not going to be brought from a Yachid. But we have over here a Taruvis of Machzis HaShekel that really was given inappropriately, because it's this money that belonged to the Shomer that he was Meichel. So it comes out that a Chelik of the Machzis HaShekel really belongs to a Yachid. Either way, that's where you're going to... Just 1 second. So either way, that's going to be a little bit of an issue, because he has a Schus in it, and now he's being Meichel it. So it's as if he's giving it to him b'matana. Either way, says the Gemara b'chein ki yaseh Rav and Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Chosh and Labal Yisrael. So now the Shailah between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim was Chosh and Yisrael. So either way, b'derech agav, the Gemara got involved in the sugya of Habata Behefker, and the Gemara, therefore, B'derech Agav, digressed even further into a Mishnah in Mesechtes Shkolim with regards to the Shomrei Svichei Shvius, the people that would watch the Svichei Shvius to make sure that there would be barley to bring the carbon oil, and there would be wheat to bring the Shtei HaLechem. Was that person someone that had to be paid from the Trumas Alishka, being that the job that he's doing is for the tachlis of a carbon tzibur, or if he wanted to act on his own, it's somebody he could act on his own as a shemichinim, and afterwards he'll go and he'll give it over, he'll pass it over to Hektish. What's this machloikis? Telling the Gemara had three suggestions. It could be the machloikis is habot the behefker, kani oy loy kani. It could be the machloikis is, are we concerned shemela yimserim yafa yafa? We're not concerned shemela yimserim yafa yafa. Or finally, which seems to be the maskonas of Gemara, the machloikis is chayshinon lebalei zroyos. More of a balabatisha svara, which ultimately results in a super lumdisha cheshmen, or loy chashinon lebale Israel. So two ha'aras. One ha'ara regarding habata behefker, a little bit of a shorter, lighter ha'ara, and one ha'ara with regards to whether we're concerned shemela yimtzrem yafa yafa, which is a little bit more of a festa, a longer ha'ara. So we have over here a sugya, habata behefker koina, or abata behefka loikon. And in one instance, in the Gemara said, the kuliyama, everybody holds, that abata behefka is koina. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, daf beis amud aleph, asks that l'chura, this sugya, would seem to contradict the first Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia. The Gemara over there has the kasha, shnai meichse metal, ze oimer ani metzasiyo, ze oimer ani metzasiyo, ze oimer kula shali, ze oimer kula shali. Fake the Gemara, it would seem to be very wordy. Why did it have to say ze oimer ani metzasiyo, ze oimer kula shali? Let it just say ze oimer ani metzasiyo, or ze oimer kula shali. Why do we need this whole arichos? Says the Gemara, itona ani metzasiyo, had the Mishnah just said ani metzasiyo, have amina, I would have thought, my metzasiyo reisiyo. That how are you kaina mitzia? You kaina it by looking at it. And afa gaf the loya soyliyad. Even though you never physically picked it up, beria ba'al makani. You could be kaina with ria. Tana kulashali. That's why the Mishnah said, ani mitzasiya vikulashali. What's that yitur halasha in coming the rabbis? To tell me the beria loikani, that you can't be kaina, beria ba'al alkoponim. It's a mafurish gemara, bava mitzia da bezam and aleph, that you can't be kaina a mitzia beria. Fact, the Ritva, we spoke this out in the beginning of the Masechta, is very bothered. What's the havamini? You should be able to be kaina a mitzia beria. You can never make a kinyan beri. You always have to do a maisa kinyan. Why in the world should metziah be different? So the Ritva says that it could be the only reason that you find in hilchis kinyanim, you always have to do a maisa, is because when you're kinyan something ordinarily, you're taking something from somebody else's rishos and you're bringing it into your rishos. So there's two things happening. Number one, you're taking it away from someone. And number two, you're bringing it into your own possession. So it could be it's the two components of what happens that fathers the maisa. But a metziah, which is hefker, you're not taking it away from anybody. So solkadai techamina over there, beriya ba'al masagi, but al kaponim kamash malon, shnaya moichsim betalit, zeh oimer animitz osia, vezeh oimer kula shali, de beriya ba'al maloy sagi. Zok toisviz, it's a one line toisviz, tod amir beper kabayis valiya, habat the behefker koni, sefek toisa kasha, how does it stim with our sugya, habat the behefker koni, says toisviz, hainu shaosa maisa kol. You have to say that when we said about the works, it means that you did a maisa of some sorts. But if there was no maisa, it wouldn't work. So if you did a maisa, it's not habata. It was a maisa koldu. That's lashon ha'tesis. Kopanim, you did a little bit of something. The ktsois and simon shin lamed vav of cotton olive, and it's a beautiful ktsois, but it's really totally in the faplantet part of today's daf. So we're gonna turn the page. We're gonna move forward. But either way, so the Tzayis brings from his son Rabbeirish that his son was Medayik in Rashi and our Sugya, a different territory to Tzayis Kasha. Rashi, when he brings Habata Ba'alma, Rashi's Lashon is Ubraiso, Kishesachre Lamaleches Habata, Kigoin Lishmor, Oy Lahashlach Me'ali La'aretz Lakagba, Lishmor. The whole Habata that you find in our Sugya was in the context of a Shmira. So he argued that it could be Habata means you're doing a Shmira. You're not just looking at, I saw it first, Mamela, it's mine. That doesn't work. But you're doing a Shmira. You're actually doing a Maisa Ki'ilu. In fact, the place brings that there was a Sugya in Perakasaychas Apoel, Machlech is Rabin Shmuel. Yoshev Vishoymer, is a Ki'ilu oven Maisa or is it not Ki'ilu oven Maisa? In the Sugyas of Schiris Payalim. So you find sometimes an idea in Shas that Yoshev Vishoymer is Ki'ilu Asa Maisa maybe. But the point is that stamp to look at something I saw at first, that's nothing. Even Behefker, it's nothing. That's Bava Metziah Daf Beis. Bava Metziah Daf Kuf Yud Ches is when you did a Shmira, even though it was no physical act. But the Shmir itself, that's what gives it the chshivas of Habata. That's where it's going to be different. That's the ha'ara with regards to Habata Behefker. As it relates to Shemelo Yimser and Yofa Yofa. So one suggestion, the Gemara said, that it could be Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim both hold that Habata Behefker is Koina. What's then the Shiloh, whether somebody can go on his own, act as a Shemichinam, he'll watch, and then give it over to Hekdesh. The Shiloh is, are we concerned Shemelo Yimser and Yofa Yofa? Are we not concerned? Chachamim say that we're afraid that maybe this person is not going to give it over wholeheartedly. If he doesn't give it over wholeheartedly, that's why, even though he gave it over, at the end of the day, it's not going to belong to the tzibur. Rabbi Yossi says, why are you worried about that? I'm not worried. Let him watch it. Habat to behefker's koina. This second it's his sa'irim. This second it's his chitim. But he's going to pass it over. So when he passes it over, yimshem yafa yafa, he's going to give it over like a mensch. As a result, there should be nothing to worry about. Rashi speaks out that what's the svara of Shemelo Yimsrim Yafa Yafa? Zok Rashi. Rabbanan Chayshi Shemelo Yehei Balibay Limser Yafa Yafa. Belev Shalem. The double Lashon. Yafa Yafa. Belev Shalem. The Noyach Lo Sheyikruv Mishalai. Because deep down, there's a little psychology going on here. The person wants that his sa'irim should be the sa'irim that was used to bring the mincha sa'irim. And his chitin should be the chitin that was used to bring the shtei halechem. So there's a chashash that maybe he's not giving it over b'lev shalem. The reality is it has to belong to the tzibur, because that's the din of a carbon tzibur. If it doesn't belong to the tzibur, we're going to have a problem. It's for that reason there's going to be an issue. Tosfos over here, machzach nishvesindik from this whole sugya of Shemelo Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. The reason it's surprising, because there's Tosfos in other places in Shas. Tosfos in Yuma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where Tosfos has a very big issue with this Gemara right here. Yuma Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there was discussing the Kohen Gadol that did the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And the Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur was divided really into two parts. There was the part that the Kohen Gadol did with his regular Big Day Kohuna, the Shemayna Begadim. And then there was the part that he did with the Big Day Lavan for Begadim, the special Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. When did he wear the Big Day Lavan? When he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was gold on the Shemayin Begadim. The Egel Azov was made from gold. When the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was going to be Mechaper, amongst other things, on the Aviyah voice of all Aveiroi Shem and Adam Lamakim. We've spoken at Ramei Simchon, Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim. So he had to be Mechaper on the Egel Azov. Ein Kategor Nasas and Egel. We don't want any gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So for that reason, that he would bring, he would wear Big Day Lovin. There was no gold. That's how he would enter. Zok to Gemara. Lamin Heyam at Beis Masechtes Yuma. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Amri lo Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Achash Kolso Avoida Sibur. After the Avoida Sibur was done, Koyin She'asas Olay Imay Kesoynes. The Koyin who had a white shirt that his mother had made for him, Loisha, was able to wear it. Va'ivet ba'avoidas yachid. He could do the avoidas yachid. Now what's this avoidas sibur, avoidas yachid? Wasn't everything that was done in Yom Kippur Avodah Sibur? So Rashi says that within the Avodah Yom Kippur, there was a chelik of it that was classified as Avodah Sibur. There was a chelik of it that, although it wasn't Avodah Sibur, there was an element of Avodah Yochid. It's talking specifically about the last time that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he went Lahitzi as a kaf as a machta. He went special into take out the kaf and the machta. That we view as Avodah Yochid. And for that reason, the halacha is that for that Avodah, if he wanted, he'd be allowed to use a white shirt that he had that his mother gave him. Freit the Gemara Pshita. Why would I think otherwise? So after Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mal detem, I would have thought, Nechosh, we should be concerned. Shemala Yimserani Yafa Yafa. Being that he's doing Avodah Sibur, even though it's the Chilek HaYochid of the Avodah Sibur, but at the end of the day, it's Avodah Sibur. So I would have thought, if it's Avodah Sibur, the clothing have to belong to the Tzibur. Kamash Malon, that we're not concerned, Shem Eloyim Serenu Yafa Yafa. Freita, it's a Sakasha, Chaba Mefurish HaSugya, where the Gemara was Ma'orer, maybe there should be Achshash Shem Eloyim Serenu Yafa Yafa. And still, at the end of the day, we say, we're not concerned, Shem Eloyim Serenu Yafa Yafa. How does it show in our Gemara? Our Gemara, in the second attempt that it took at explaining the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, the Gemara said, the Pshat and the Chachamim, why? The halacha is that a Yochi can't just go wash the Svich HaShvias as a Shem Mechinam and then give it over to the Tzibur, is because we're concerned. Shem Eloyim Serenu Yafa Yafa. Over here, it was only a Havamina in the Gemara. But the Gemara said at the end of the day, Kamash Mon, if he wants, he is a letter with the Ksainas that he got from his mother. So, Fake Taisa, how do you understand these two things? So, Taisa says, you have to say, not such Shveret Teretz, that it could be over there, it's different. Because in Yuma Lamed Hei, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol says, Tosfos was a Gadol Batoira. He knows what he needs to do. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol, we're not worried that he will get it wrong. So over there, there's no chashash. But over here, a Pashat Yid, he wants to go and he wants to contribute by watching the Svich HaShvias. We don't know who he is. He's not the Kohen, he's not the Gadol Hadar. As a result, over there, we're going to be concerned. Incidentally, I saw a Dover Nifla on this Gemara in the Ben Yayada. Ben Yayada says, why did the Gemara say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to use the Ksoinis She'asas Olei Imoy that his mother made him? And if he bought it in a store, and if a tailor made it then, what's this Nakuda of She'asas Olei Imoy? So this is a classic Ben Yayada. He says, Yesh Loimar. It could be, the Pshat is as follows. Because the Gemara says that the Ksoinis was mechaper on shvichas damim. Vayitpulas haksoynes bedam. And we learn from there, each one of the Beit HaKhuna was mechaper on something. The ksoynes was mechaper on shvichas damim. It says, we know the Mishnah Masechtes Makis. The Mishnah says that imoyseim shal kohanim, hoyim aspikas lehem michyuv ksus. They would go to somebody that was a ritzeach b'shoigig, and he was in the ear of the klut right now. They would go, the mothers, and they would bring the ritzeach b'shoigig food. They would take good care of him. Because they didn't want that the ritzeach should daven that the Kohen Gadol die. Why would the Ritzeach daven the Kohen Gadol die? Because when does the Ritzeach b'shoigig leave the Ir Miklat? When the Kohen Gadol dies. So they were worried. So they were always looking out. They knew that to take this job to be Kohen Gadol is not such a posh the job, because it can affect your life expectancy. You have people davening for you to die. So that's never a good thing. So what they would do is they would try to stay on the good side of the Ritzchim. So like this, they wouldn't have any issues. Either way, says the Ben Yayada, you see that Imoiseim Shal Kayhanim, they were very busy with Shvichas Dabim. Because if somebody's going to die, it could affect it. To the point that they're making lunches and suppers now for these people. See what they did? They preempted it. They even got involved one step earlier. They would make a Shena Ksoinis, because the Ksoinis, which is Mechapra and the Shvichas Dabim, this is something that they got involved in. Either way, as I talk to Ben Yayada on this course. So that's Taisus Kasha. From here, it seems like we're not concerned Shemalayim Serena Yafa Yafa. In our Sugya, it's only Shitas Rabbi Yosef, but the Chamol, we are concerned Shemalayim Serena Yafa Yafa. The Teretz is, here it's Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Gadol, we're not concerned. By the Pashat Yid, we are going to be concerned. There's another Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, V'yochid shehes nadev mishaloi, a yochid that wants to be menadev money or a carbon to be used to bring the carbon tzibor ksherim, it's okay, huge chiddush, u'bavad shiim suim l'tzibor, unless he gives it over to the tzibor. So if the yochid wanted to be menadev mishaloi, for the tzibor to now have to be able to bring karbanos. So even though the way they brought karbanos tzibor was by machzah shekel, but let's say yochid says I'm willing to give, so that loch is it's okay. Figure more pshita. Why would I think now? Why would I think a yochid can't be menadev? So I'll tell you why. Now the time I would have thought leichos shem lo yimsrim yafa yafa. Meaning that's posh. At the end of the day, the tzibor has to own it. But I would have thought that shem lo yimsrim tzibor yafa yafa kamash malon. That we're not concerned Shemel Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. Freit Tosfos over here, Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. That really this Shaila of Shemel Yimsrim Yafa Yafa plugged to the Tanoihi. B'slav Perak Abayis Valiyah Gabi Shemir Svichei Shvius Fiktas Tema. So it's a Pella, because over here it seems to be a Dover Poshet that we're not concerned Shemel Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. In fact, even the beginning of the Mar is a Pshita. It's like. It's a Havamina, but Kamash Malan right away, that we're not concerned Shemel Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. Over here it's Machlekes Tanam, and in fact it's only Rabbi Yossi that's not concerned. At the end of the day, the Chachamim are concerned Shemel Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. And Tais doesn't give a teretz. Tais says, V'shem Yesh L'chalik, D'hocha Lekka L'meichesh Kulei Haibesh Moi B'shoimer. Maybe over there it's different. There's a chilah between here and over there. Tais is a sasim. You look into Tais Yontif says, what's the chilah? The chilah is that maybe over there, Balabatis Shesvara, we were dealing with the Karbonoimer, we were dealing with the Shtei Alechem. That was something that was brought once a year. Being that it was brought once a year, it was very chashav be'inei habriyos. Being that it was very chashav, over there we're concerned Shemala Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. But over here, something that was brought regularly, we're talking about the Tamidim, it was always brought, even the Musafin, you had Musafin throughout the year. So, Solkatai Techamina, here maybe we're not so concerned. At the end of the day, Kamash Malon, Shem Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. But the bottom line is, what you have from the Sugyim of Metziah Kuf Yud Ches, Yuma Daf Lamin Hey, Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin, that there's a new svar, a new chashash. Maybe machlik is tanon. Maybe you have to be machalik between what carbon tzibur we're dealing with. But it's not so poshut for a yochid to just go ahead and be menadiv on behalf of the tzibur. And even if he's doing it and he's handing it over to the tzibur, so at the end of the day, the tzibur is going to have it. There's a new chashash. Shemelo yimsrim yochid. You never find this chashash anywhere in the world. The ish mekadish, right? A man's going to go ahead and he's going to be mekadish in isha with a shavar pruta. We're never concerned shemelo yimsrim yofa yofa. Maybe didn't get it over properly. And maybe she's not mekudeshes. There's a lot of averis that can take place if this marriage really didn't go into effect. Someone gives a get. Shemelo yimsrim yofa yofa. Throughout Kala Teira Kula, whenever there's a Mesira, there's an Asina, there's never a Chash Shem Elayim Shem Yafi. In fact, the Mishlom Melech has a Kasha. A lot of the read on this Sugya is the Mishlom Melech's Kasha. Mishlom Melech says, I don't understand. What happened to Dvarim Shabalev Ein and Dvarim? All of a sudden, there's a concern. It wasn't Belev Shalem. Who cares what's going on in his heart? You did a Maisa. Dvarim Shabalev Ein and Dvarim. It's a Kushi Gedoyla on the whole Sugya. But the point is, this Anayach Shash of Shem Elayim Shem Yafa Yafa that you find by a carbon seabor. I heard a shir from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuaba, gave a shir to the Chabura, the night coil, they're learning Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. So punked. We're learning Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So he said a Chabura Thursday night on this sugya of Shemala Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. So he said that Bemis is that in shir, in brisk, they say, over from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that in addition to the obvious chedushim of this sugya of Shemela Yimsirena, Yafa Yafa, Dvarim Shabalev, you never find such a chash, there's a kachim to get chiddush here as well. And it's because the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim that Reuven has a right to be mafresh a carbon on behalf of Shimon. So let's say Shimon was Michal Shabbos B'shoike. He has to bring a carbon chatas. So Shimon has to buy an animal, he has to be makdish, bring it as a chatas. What if Reuven says, I'll buy the animal, I'll be mafresh on behalf of Shimon. Meaning, it has to be on behalf of Shimon. It has to be Shimon's garment. But he says, fine, I'll do it on behalf of Shimon. The halacha is that it's okay. And we're not concerned, Shemeloi, Masra, Yafa, Yafa. There's no such chashash. It's okay. I can bring a carbon on behalf of somebody else. The only time you find that there's an issue is by a carbon tzibur. By a carbon tzibur, you find that I can't be menadev on behalf of a tzibur. So I can be menadev on behalf of a yochid, but I can't be menadev on behalf of a tzibur. So from a kachim perspective, it's noteworthy that this idea that I can't bring a carbon on behalf of somebody else is bamas achidish. Because really, ba'alman kachim, you don't find such a thing. But over here, when it comes to a carbon tzibur, it's something you do find. What's the vart? So could be the lumdus is that a carbon tzibur has to be from the tzibur. Meaning, if Shimon was Michal Shabbos B'shoichik, he has to bring a carbon. The carbon that he's going to bring is a carbon yach. If Reuven is the one that was mafresh the carbon, he brought the carbon, he was the makdish of the carbon, all the synonyms thereof. At the end of the day, he's a yachid. The carbon that needs to be brought is a carbon yachid. So a yachid's bringing on behalf of a yachid. So even if loy masra yafa yafa, it doesn't take away from the type of carbon that it needs to be, which is a carbon yachid. Whereas if the carbon needs to be a carbon tzibur, so it has to be the tzibur's a carbon. If the yachid's the one that's telling to this carbon, so felton shem carbon tzibur, whatever the lumdus could be. But the bottom line is, azay is mefor. But he said over a gevaldiga hoysafi, he had a beautiful arm. Parshas Korach. Korach challenges Moshe and Aharon. Vayichal Moshe Moi. The pasuk says Moshe was very angry. Vayomer al Hashem, and he turns to Hashem and he says, "Al teifen amul chasam, Eibishto, I'm davening. Do not accept the mincha that Adas Korach is going to bring. Loi chamor echem mehem nasasi, v'loi harioise al achem mehem." And there's a big discussion here in the Mefarsh Echumish, Rashi, and the Ramban. What was this mincha that Moshe was misbal to Hashem not to accept? Al teifen al minchasam. And Rashi himself brings two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says, "Lefi pshutai haktayre shei magdirin lefanachem mochar." Al teifen alayim. Tomorrow, that was the deal. That was going to be this big event where they're going to bring the carbon mincha. We're going to see how it plays out. Al teifen al minchasam. Ba medrash. Zok Rashi, but I saw a medrash. Medrash says as follows. Omar Moshe, this is Moshe talking. Yoideya ani, I know sheyesh lem chelik b'tmidei tzibur. I know that Korach and his Edo has a chelik in the carbonate tzibur that were brought every day, the carbon tamid. Af chelkom, even their chelik in the carbon tamid, lo yukubal lefanach l'ratzein. Should it be accepted, l'ratzein, tanichenu ha'esh v'loi tochlenu. The fire shouldn't consume their chelik in the carbon tamid. He said that in Shir, from Yeshua, said over from his father, a barrel, he said that Be'emes is a gewaldige chiddush. Because normal, when you think of a carbon tzibur, you don't look at it that every yochid has his mesuyim dige chelik in the carbon tzibur. But rather, it's a carbon that works for the tzibur, baif and klali. So if I'm part of the tzibur, I'm part of the tzibur. If I'm not part of the tzibur, I'm not part of the tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, af chelkom lo yukuba lefanecha l'ratzayim, that their chelik within the carbon tzibur should not be accepted, tanichenu ha'esh v'loi tachlenu, as if the esh shouldn't consume, the aktorah shouldn't be chal, klapei their chelik, as if every yochid has his little part of this carbon, and we just don't want that the Aish should eat his part of the carbon. It's definitely something that's a very big chiddush. So how do you understand that? For Oid, Rebbeinu was very bothered, the Lashon HaMedrash. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoideya ani, ichveis. Ichveis. What does it mean, Yoideya ani? It's not briska nusach. But what does it mean, Yoideya ani? Either way, he said, Rebbeinu said a dover nifla. He said that Vaisachos, from this Medrash, that even though we know that the Karbonos Tzibur were brought from the Machzes HaShekel, every single Yid would bring a Machzes HaShekel, they would put it in the Lishka, they would be tiring from the Lishka, and they would bring the Karbonos. And every Yid that was tiring in the Machzes HaShekel, even if it didn't arrive yet into the Makom HaMikdash, he would have a chelik in every single carbon. Meaning, a carbon costs $1,000, let's say, to buy the animal. So $1,000 is 2,000 Machzes HaShekels, right? 1,000 shekel would be 2,000 Machzes HaShekels. There's 600,000 Yidden. So most Yidden don't have a chelik in that carbon, but that's not the way it worked. Every Yid that was mishtatif in the Machzes HaShekel, he had an equal chelik in every single carbon that was brought. That's poshet. That's not a chiddush. Said Rabero, but the emes is it wasn't so poshet. Because the reality is, it was somebody's machzah shekel that was going to be used for each particular carbon tzibur that was brought. And that person whose machzah hashekel was used, he had a bigger chelik in that carbon than everybody else did. And said, Rebel, that's pshat in this medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoideya ani. He saw Beruach HaKodesh. I know that the carbon tamid that's going to be brought tomorrow is going to come from the Machzes HaShekel that was brought by Korach v'Adasai. It's going to be Daika, their Machzes HaShekel. And if that's the case, they're going to have a bigger chelik in that carbon than everybody else is supposed to have. And that was his tefillah. Al teifen al mechasan. Av chelkem. Which chelik? Not the chelik they have in the carbon seaboard. That goes to the whole seaboard. But that chelik noisefes, that is a proteistiga thing. That's something that's individual. It belongs to the person that his money is actually being used. Lo yukuba lefanecha l'ratzayin, tanichenu ha'esh, v'loi tochlenu. And Rebbeinu said, for a chiddush like this, obviously you have to have rayas. And Shuaba said that Rebbeinu had many rayas. He said he also has many rayas. But he said over one of Rebbeinu's rayas and one of his own rayas. Rebbeinu brought a raya from a Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim. It's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. It's Daftes, Bedafia, Yerushalmi, in Masechet Shkolim. The Mishnah says as follows. Shall base Rabban Gamliel, Hoya Nichnas, Vishkolim, Bein Eitz Ba'oisav,
V'zorkoi lifnei ha-toyrim. The Mishnah says that the family, Rabbi Gamliel, they had a patent. They wanted that when they brought the karbonos, they should make sure that they actually be brought from their shkolim. Because what happened was, not only was not all the shkolim used for every karbon, but at the end of the fiscal year, there was a lot of leftovers. And there's whole halachas and mishnayos of what they would do with the leftovers of the Trumas Halishka. So the Beis Ravil didn't want that they should be from the Shirayim. They wanted that theirs should be brought from the karbon. So they had inside people. So they would somehow finagle, do it in a way where they would guarantee that their money was going to be used for the karbon. So Beryl said that if every yid has an equal chelik, why is Beis Rabbi Gamliel getting so worked up that they want that their money should be used? And if their money wouldn't be used, what would be the big deal? At the end of the day, they have the same chelik. The Torah says, you see from here, that there's a chelik noisefes, that the person whose shkolim was used, and that's something they wanted to make sure, at the very least, their money was going to be used for karbanos. So at least one carbon tzibur, one day, they're going to have this chelik noisefes. The Rav himself brought a raya from a Mishnah, Masech Tishkolim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah over there is discussing whether Kayhanim are obligated to bring Machzis HaShekel, or Kayhanim are not obligated to bring Machzis HaShekel. So the Gemara says like this, Hey, you'd been Bukhri the Yavna, called Koyin Sheshoikel Enechoyte. A Koyin that brings Machzis HaShekel? Enechoyte. It's not the worst thing in the world. Amalei Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Loiki, Elo Kol Koyin She'enoishoikel Choyte. Just the opposite. He actually has to bring in, and if he doesn't bring it, he is a chayte. Elo, shakayhanim darshim mikros alasim. The kayhanim used to not bring the machzis hashekel. I mean, they really were supposed to. It just so happens they didn't. And the reason they didn't was because they darshim the following pasuk. V'chol minchas koyin kolotia lo yiseichel. The halach is that any mincha that a koyin brings is kulay kol. It had to be burnt on the mizbeach. You couldn't eat it. And they made a cheshmen hoyel v'oyim v'shtei alechem. V'lecha ponim shalonu heich nechole. He says, if we're going to be mishtatif in the machzis hashekel, that means our machzis hashekel is going to be used to bring, in addition to all the karbanos tzibur, also the menachis that the tzibur brought. What were the menachis that the tzibur brought? The karban oimer, the shtei alechem. They involve minchas. I mean, they involve minchas. They're going to have to be bringing. They're not going to be able to eat it. They're not going to be able to eat it. We're going to mess up the karban oimer. We're going to mess up the shtei alechem. And we don't want to mess up the karban oimer. So it's for that reason, they decided they're not going to bring it. Meaning, really, they were mechuyev too, but they had their own mistaken shtickel Torah, where they decided that they're actually not going to go ahead and not going to bring it. What was the tois? What was the tois? So Rashi Masechtas Erechim says that the tois that they made was that the overwhelming majority of the shkolim weren't theirs, came from the Yisraelim, not from the Kehanim. As a result, Zulba Saruba, so you have nothing to worry about. But if you look at the Karban Eid on the Yerushalmi, the Karban Eid has a different shot. You know what? The tois was v'loihi. The chayovim lishkol. Really, they have to bring the machzah shekel. Aye, what's going to bring with the karbon oimer? Elo sha'omer v'shtei alechem loikhem mishikle yisrael levadon. When it comes time to bring the karbon oimer and the shtei alechem, they're going to make sure not to use their shkolim. They're going to use somebody else's shkolim. What do you see from here? You see that my shkolim that's used for this carbon actually matters. You see, it makes a difference. If it's the koyin shekel that's going to be used for the carbon oimer, it's going to have a din of a minchas koyin, where it's going to be kulei kol. If you can use somebody else's, then it won't be kulei kol. It stems very nicely with Rebbe's yisoid that if you go ahead and bring that, you have a chelik. Al kapanim, what does it have to do with our sugya? So that even though you see there's an idea of shemel yimserim yafa yafa, that at the end of the day, when you're dining a carbon tzibur, it has to belong 100% to the tzibur, to the point that there were halachas that were enacted because we were concerned shemel yimserim. But at the end of the day, as it relates to the carbonate tzibur, there was a little disadvantage that the Baal Machzis HaShekel would have. What was this disadvantage? There was this chelik noisefes. It's this tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed when he said, Al Tefen Al Minchasim. We'll just conclude this shmuz with an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer on this pasuk, Al Tefen El Minchasim. See, he said that was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Don't be mekabel there. Even their chelik that they have in the carbon tamid, even that they shouldn't be able to have. Mechatesa, so he says that it's Yodua from the Alshach. The Alshach said, why did every yid bring Machzis HaShekel? Why didn't bring a whole shekel? Why a Machzis HaShekel? So he said, the reason is because Machzis shows that we're all a chelik, we're a part of something larger, and we want the yid should realize that you for yourself, you're nothing. But really, it's when you come together with the tzibur, that's where your chashivos is. So each yid brought a Machzis to show that he's a chelik of something larger. He says, the MS is, you find, this idea, says the Chassam Sofer, that Karbonis were maybe Shalom Ba'olam. They brought Shalom Ba'olam. He says, it works very nicely. It's very matim with this also. The idea of the Mach, it was funded by Mach Sashekel. Mach Sashekel was a Uvda that Klai Yisrael did Ba'achtos. And being that it was an Uvda that they did Ba'achtos, it's for that reason. So it says the Chassam Sofer, he says that that's Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, Al Tefin Al Menchassam. He said, Al Tefin Al Menchassam. The holy side of a Karbon is to be maybe Shalom Ba'olam. It's brought by the Mach Sashekel. Korach shouldn't have a chelik in the Karbon Talmud. Because Korach, the Adasoi, they're the epitome of Machloikis, they're the Bali Meriva, Shir Mizul, the Korach, the Amsheni. They stood for Machloikis. It's for that reason that Al Tefin Al Menchassam, they don't deserve to have a chelik in Karbonis, because the Karbonis Siba, which were brought by the Mach Sashekel, that was supposed to be Shalom Ba'olam, that's something they don't have a Shaykhazo. And then the Chassam Sofer concludes this with a punchline. And he says that we all know the Mishnah. Aver shem adam lamakim yom kippur mechaper. Aver shem adam lechaveroi en yom kippur mechaper ad sheyiratzeh es chaveroi. Who's the one that said this? Dorish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Says the Chassam Sofer, venerally, it could be that before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshened this drasha, this wasn't true. It wasn't necessary. He says, you know why? Because when they had karbonis, the karbonis were maybe shalom ba'olam. I mean that the karbonis were maybe shalom ba'olam, you didn't have to be meratzes chaveroi. The karbonis themselves, tudoif the ritzoi. It was Dafka, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was from the Chachmei Yavna, who lived after Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was the one. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't have karbonis, we don't have the machzes hashekel, we don't have this innate achdus amongst Yidin. Now, either way, zokt the Mishnah weiter. Another Mishnah. If somebody wants to take Zevel, he has it in his chatzar, and he wants to throw it into Rosh Hashanah. It says the Mishnah, moitzi, moitzi, v'amezavu, mezavu. You can take it out, of an emissary, shnel, v'amezavu, mezavu. Whoever's job it is to fertilize it, he has to fertilize it right away. Meaning, he can't leave it out there too long. Because we're afraid that it's going to be a hazard. Someone's going to go, he's going to fall, he's going to be hurt. Ain't shayr and tit b'shus harab. Another thing, you're not let us soak tit b'shus harab. The reason is because it takes a very long time to be shayr and tit, and we don't want someone to get hurt. Vein loivin and levainim. Also, you're not allowed to make bricks in a Rosh Hashanah. Again, because it's out there for a long time, we're going to hurt someone. Avol goivlin tit b'Rosh Hashanah. You are allowed to knead tit in a Rosh Hashanah. Avol loy levenim. You're not allowed to knead levenim. Aboyna b'Rosh Hashanah. If somebody builds in a Rosh Hashanah, hamevi avon, hamevi aboyna, aboyna, bring him right away and build it right away. I mean, you can't leave it out there too long. Then hizik, mishalim mashah hizik. If you did leave it out long and you were mazik, you're responsible to pay. Shem gamli loy mer af masakunus melachtil fnei shloishim yoyin. If you want, you can even prepare the work that you're going to do. You can leave it out for 30 days. You don't have to be in such a rush. You don't have to be in such a hurry. And Rashi says, "Ve'ini chayv ben azokin." It goes without say that you're not going to be chayv ben azokin. Says the Gemara, "Leimim masis like Rabbi Yehuda." It would seem that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Went to the Brayz. We don't even read this. At the time where the derech is for people to take the fertilizer out of their field, out of their chatzar, and put it into their street. You're allowed to take yizal and put it in Rosh Hashanah. And you can leave it there for 30 days. Because in fact, it's good for the zevel. People will walk on it. Because Yeshua ben Nun, when he was Malchus Yisrael, he gave the Yidden permission to do that. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to just leave it there. It goes without say that if someone's going to get damaged, you're not going to be responsible for any damages that happen. It's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you have to do it very fast. Then hizik mishali masha hizik. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, do it. Amanaskin hilcha Yeshua. You have no issues. Now, he says the Gemara filled him, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shemizik chayv l'shalim. Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to take it out, but at the same time, it could be Rabbi Yehuda also holds that I'm letting you know that you're doing it at your own risk, because if something happens, you're going to be responsible. But the Gemara said, at the time we went to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanukah shupat v'nei sha'oseh b'shos. The Mishnah and the Perek HaKoinis, one of the few Mishnahs where we mentioned Chanukah, that if somebody has a fire outside in Rosh Hashanah and it causes damage, you're going to be chayef. Rabbi Yehuda said, ner Chanukah yipater, because he did a b'shos. Maila b'shos bezin. What does it mean? B'shos bezin allowed you to do it. So you see that if you do something b'shos and then you're mazik, you're actually part of the Gemara says, "Lay Rishos the mitzvah." There, it's different. There, it's Rishos mitzvah. Rishos mitzvah. The Torah gave you Rishos. There, it's okay. But Stav Rishos Bezdin, that in itself will not be okay. Meaning, it could be the Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda, and even though the Mishnah says you're chayiv. Moide Rabbi Yehuda, that you're going to be chayiv. I, Rabbi Yehuda, said you're potter by Ner Chanukah because it was Rishus. Yeah, that's Rishus Mitzvah. Rishus Bezdin, maybe you're chayiv. But Tanya, but the Gemara says, okay, you could end for the Mishnah and Hakoinis, but there's another Brisa that says, Kol Eilu Shamu Mutar L'Kalka B'Shus Arabim. Anytime you let her do something in Rishus Arabim, his chayiv L'Shalim. If damage occurs, he chayiv L'Shalim. Rabbi Yehuda potter. Yehuda said you're potter. And that's clearly talking about not Ner Chanukah. We're talking about regular Nezakin. So you see, the thing they did at Rishus Bezdin, you're going to be potter. Yehuda. Must be the Mishnah's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is the Tanakam of this price we just mentioned. And then Echanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Potter. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Kulus Filu. They all are the opinion that Kol Makshas v'Chacham and Rishus. If the Chacham give you a right to do something, you did it, to his again, then the damage occurred, Potter. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can take it out, but Nizik, you're going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds Potter. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda Adamar, Rabbi Yehuda we just said. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Tanan, also from our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Loimer, Af Mesakin Wes Malachdoi, Lifnei Shloishim Yoim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, you could be Mesakin Wes Malachdoi, Lifnei Shloishim Yoim, and like Rashi spoke out, you're not going to be Chayib in Azokin. So being that you have Rishus to do it, you're not going to be Chayib, you're going to be Potter. Who's Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, Hoyim Amid Baaliyah? If two people lived again on a bias Valiyah, and the person upstairs was using a tanner or a kirayim, he brought it into his rishus. That if he wants to use a tanner, he has to make sure that the floor is going to be thick, at least 3 tefachim of mazeva, of plas. Otherwise, he's not allowed to use a tanner, because he's going to cause damage to the person living downstairs. Ubekira, if he's using a kira, tefach, a tefach is enough. Then hizik, let's say he's mazik, mashali, masha hizik. No, you're not going to be chayv. At the end of the day, you're going to be potter, meaning you have rishus to do it. And if you do it, you're going to be potter milashal, tanu rabbana. One final brisa, hachatzav shem masalis satos. Hachatzav was the person that would take wood, like out of a mountain. So he would work the mountain, take the wood. He'd give it to the satos who would chisel it so that it now becomes bricks. Hasatos shem masalis chamor. Then the satos gave it to the chamor. Hachamor chayef. Hachamor shem masalis katav, hakatav chayef. Hakatav shem masalis banoy, abanoy chayef. Habanoy shem masalis adrikal, he's the bricklayer. Adrikal chayef. The point is that there were a lot of different people that were working with these stones. Each person is responsible for any damage that happens while he's working it. Once he passes it over to the next person is going to be chayiv. What if the last person, the bricklayer, he put it in the wall? Then the halacha is, if something happened, kulan chayav, everyone's going to be chayiv. Meaning when one person is doing his particular job, he's the only one that's responsible. But once the job is complete, then we view everybody being responsible. Meaning everyone has achrayis to make sure that the end product gets done the way it was supposed to get done. So each person has an individual responsibility for his individual achrayis, but as relates to the final product, then everybody is equally responsible. So at that point, kulam chayav l'shalim. V'atayin yifrei dimar, we learned that a braisa achren chayav v'kulam p'tar, that really the last person is the person that's chayav v'kulam p'tar, meaning the last person that put it there, he's the only one that's chayav. So like kasha, kam b'schiris, kam b'kablanis. It depends what the original arrangement was. If the arrangement was schiros, each person's getting hired individually to do his job, so then the halacha is that each person's chayiv, and the last person is the only one that's chayiv for the last thing that happened. Kam b'kablonos, if however they all took upon together to make sure that the final job gets done, then once everything is complete, everybody becomes equally responsible. It's only while each person is doing his individual job that we look at each person individually.